Despairing Hunter Biden says Democrats lost election due to disloyalty to his father. By Simon Kent on July 16, 2025. Democrat disloyalty to President Joe Biden sowed the seeds for the party's spectacular loss to President Donald Trump in the last election, according to no lesser authority than Hunter Biden. The Hill reports the claim comes in an interview the ex-president's son gave to former DNC chair Jamie Harrison in his new podcast, At Our Table. He reportedly despaired. "You know what? We are going to fight amongst ourselves for the next 3 years until there's a nominee. And then with the nominee, we better as hell get behind that nominee. And I will tell you why we lost the last election. We lost the election because we did not remain loyal to the leader of the party. That's my position. We had the advantage of incumbency. We had advantage of an incredibly successful administration and the Democratic Party literally melted down." The remarks are part of a broader interview Harrison did with Biden Jr. set for podcast launch on Thursday, according to The Hill. Hunter's dire 2024 election postmortem on Democratic failures came within days of former President Barack Obama accusing the party of being weak and ineffectual in the face of Trump's triumphs. He addressed fellow Democrats and told them to stop whining and start fighting, using a private fundraiser in New Jersey as a backdrop to his exhortation to toughen up, as Breitbart News reported. "I think it's going to require a little bit less navel-gazing and a little less whining and being in fetal positions. And it's going to require Democrats to just toughen up," Obama said at the event on Friday, according to excerpts of his remarks exclusively obtained and released by CNN. "You know, don't tell me you're a Democrat, but you're kind of disappointed right now, so you're not doing anything. No, now is exactly the time that you get in there and do something," he reportedly said, expressing his disdain for the collective embrace of Democratic victimhood. "Don't say that you care deeply about free speech and then you're quiet. No, you stand up for free speech when it's hard. When somebody says something that you don't like, but you still say, 'You know what, that person has the right to speak, what's needed now is courage.'" Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.